I want to see.
Sophie jumped down from the branches.
Me too, me too.
Parker practically slid down the tree trunk behind her sister. Finding fairy doors dotted through the neighborhood was a favorite pastime of the Watson family. These small doors often came with several accessories to help create a magical scene. Little tables, wishing wells, glittery mushrooms, and even tiny toy bicycles helped bring the imagination to life. This door was no exception.
Ooh, look how it sparkles.
As they stood studying the door, Max caught a movement out of the corner of his eye.
What is that?
The object flew directly over their heads. Max instantly reacted by whacking violently into the air.
That bug is huge!
Wait, it looks like a baby bird. Maybe it fell out of its nest.
The creature circled back toward the children. Instinctively, they ducked, covering their heads. With his head down, Max continued blindly whacking at the air above him.
I think I got it. Something hit my hand. It bounced over there.
Oh no, I hope you didn't kill it. Dale, I see something. It's colorful. It could be a giant butterfly. It looks too big to be a butterfly. With its wing covering the body, I can't make out what it is.
Parker and Violet leaned further forward, quickly jerking back as the creature flew up towards them.
A fairy!
The creature hovered in front of the younger girls. Violet had been right. The fairy was no bigger than a small bird. Bright shades of pink and purple swirled around both wings. The fairy lifted an arm, motioning for the girls to follow her as she flew toward the fairy door. They watched in fascination as the fairy placed a tiny key in the small pink door. The door sprung open, and the fairy disappeared inside.
Should we follow her? How are we going to fit through there?
Parker ignored them and crawled toward the door. Reaching her hand inside, she felt around until her fingers touched the surface of something hard. She pulled the object out.
Oh, look, the magic cube.
Max took it from his sister's hand. The cube had a large lever on top, buttons on one side, and switches on another. The last time they'd found the magic cube, it had transported them to the North Pole.
Wait, shouldn't we think about this first? You know what happened last time.
Of course I remember. We had an awesome adventure.
Sophie tried to grab the cube from Max. Max moved the cube out of Sophie's reach. Before she could stop him, Max pressed buttons, flipped switches, and pulled the lever up and down. There was a sudden burst of light, followed by complete darkness, as if a cloud had moved across the sun. Seconds later, the sun was shining again, as if nothing had happened. Parker looked back through the fairy door, surprised to see swirls of colorful light where there had been only darkness seconds earlier. The lights reminded her of stars dancing through the galaxy. Curious, she reached her hand inside once more. Instantly, the entrance stretched up and over, creating a doorway they could all easily fit through. Without a second thought, Parker scrambled up and ran through the opening. Max followed his youngest sister through the door. Violet tugged Sophie's arm.
Come on, what's the worst that can happen? I guess we're about to find out.